Bahrain's prominent Shia cleric, Sheikh Isa Qassim, says peaceful protests will continue until senior opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman is released. Sheikh Qassim says the Manama regime should have apologized and released Salman immediately after the initial investigation. The top Shia cleric also says that people will keep up peaceful rallies until their violated rights are recognized. Sheikh Salman is the head of Bahrain's largest opposition group, Al-Wafaq. He was arrested more than a week ago on a number of charges, including seeking regime change. Salman will remain in custody for 2 more weeks, following an order by the public prosecutor on Monday. Demonstrations calling for his release have continued unabated so far. A number of opposition groups have also issued a joint statement condemning Salman's arrest as unconstitutional. Independent human rights advocate Tara O'Grady joins us from Dublin to tell us what she thinks about this. Tara O'Grady, since 2011 we've seen these protests and they've culminated, and now you have the arrest of this very popular opposition leader by the name of Sheikh Qassim. Why doesn't the regime there just sit down and talk and have this situation resolved instead of going to such extremes with arrests, detentions, etc.?
Very hard to part old men from their money. I think that the taking of Sheikh Ali Salman was incredibly strategic, which speaks to me of the outside influences really of the United Kingdom and having the new ambassador to Bahrain over there. It was a tremendously strategic time insofar as it was done over a bank holiday weekend in the Christian part of the world, and it was like right on the Sunday. It caused a great distraction from the UK military base that's going in over there. And also at the same time as 3 human rights defenders were arrested, including one of, or taken and will be sentenced, including one of my colleagues, Mohammed Al-Maskati. Also, you have Zainab Al-Khawaja and Mariam Al-Khawaja who've been sentenced, and Nabil Rajab will be sentenced again on the 20th of January. All of these things happening around the same time. It was a really opportune time for them to take Sheikh Ali Salman, and it really puts things into an increasing flux. The reprisals have been remarkable in the last week against citizens who've been out in protest, and they're using more brutal golf ball-sized rubber bullets and now metal shot from rapid-fire shotguns. You're seeing a lot more casualties from street protests, which have been largely peaceful street protests.
So you mentioned the UK, and of course with their intentions there of this base. What does the UK get out of this? What does the regime there get out of that?
In Britain?
Yes.
The British regime. I like that. Well, Britain has a long history of colonization. I'm not speaking outside of church here. And they're not known for their human rights record in those countries that they have vested interest in. So for anybody who is considering that perhaps this base in Bahrain, this military base coupled with the UK military base there, base is going to perhaps promote a better human rights record, they're living in cloud cuckoo land, because Britain has no intention whatsoever of reneging any of its wealth and indeed its influence with the Al-Khalifa family. I know that the King recently said to the British Queen, "We never asked you to leave." And obviously those ties are becoming strengthened and the regime is emboldened by them.
And finally, there's saying that there's some analysts deducting, there's a comparison to be made here between what's going on in Bahrain, between what's going on in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, and I'm talking about the Qatif region, that they don't want to allow anything to come out of what's going on in Bahrain because it would give potentially a reason for the Qatif region in Saudi Arabia and their people to pretty much go through an uprising there. Do you see a correlation there?
I certainly do. The geopolitics of the region are, it's a really critical time for the region, and everybody is holding their breath and watching what's going to happen next. And I have to say, I know Sheikh Isa Qassim has said that the protests will continue peacefully. We all know that there are spoilers on every side of a dispute like this. There is going to be absolutely no peace whatsoever unless there are talks. There won't be, unless there's some form of democratic sharing of some sort. I'm not confident that it's going to continue to stay peaceful. And I'm really genuinely very concerned for the entire region there. around Qatif and all of that, and that element that is common with Bahrain.
Thank you very much, Tara O'Grady, independent human rights advocate there from Dublin.